What does it mean to be a working woman today, and how can they best balance career and home life? It's a big issue for you, something you've called into the phone in about many times before. And this morning, a study in the newspapers by researchers OnePoll reveals how women measure success both in terms of their careers and their family lives. My special guest now is entrepreneur, best-selling author, television personality and world-famous homemaker Martha Stewart. Thank you for joining us, Martha. Good morning.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Are you enjoying your time in the UK?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here and see London. I haven't been here for a few years, so it's really exciting.
Martha, with research published this morning revealing how women today measure success, do you think there's a difference in what's expected of women now compared to, say, 50 years ago?
Well, I read the results of the survey, and it's kind of interesting to me that only 30% of British women balance motherhood with career, women 18 to 25 are twice as likely to define success in terms of securing high management positions compared to women over 50 years old. In the United States, women have been working, I think probably more women have been working at high-level jobs than here in Britain, although you did have some fantastic high women in government, Margaret Thatcher for one, and quite extraordinary. So I think the survey also talks about the attributes identified with women leaders who are organized, who are balanced, who are approachable and determined and multitask oriented. It sounds very good. I love the top 10 attributes.
There's a lot to ask, really, isn't there, of women. Who were your own role models when you initially started out in business?
Well, I never really geared my role models to male, female. That wasn't really how I developed my own career. I really looked to people with great expertise, with good management style, with success in terms of how they really rose in their own careers. So I was never one to just say, oh, it's, you know, I wish I were that kind of woman. So I think it's better to be totally non-committal in terms of, oh, I have to be a successful woman. I just want to be a successful person. Mm. And I think that's a good way to approach it.
Mm. Now, some women may be worried, if they are career women, about having to give up their careers to have a family. They may be worried that they have to make a choice there. Do you think many women are concerned that having a family may affect their career prospects?
Well, you know, look at Marissa Meyer. She just took a job, 7 months pregnant. She took a job as the CEO of Yahoo, leaving a very good job at Google. And then she gives birth 2 months after taking her job to an almost 9-pound baby. And she's running the show from her home, I guess, I hope she's taking some maternity leave. I haven't talked to her yet. But I did get an email telling me about the birth of the baby. So women are balancing their jobs and their careers, some better than others. Some are more inclined to be good balancers of all the stressful things that are put on our backs when we're trying to juggle. But some women can make it and some women can't. It's the same as men. I mean, give the man the job of raising the family and cooking the meals and doing the laundry and having his job, and I think that they would have just as hard a time as women.
I'm sure they would. Now, Martha, this is a big issue for our audience and something that we talk about a lot. So what advice can you offer mums trying to balance a career with the demands of family life?
Well, one thing that women could do, I think, if they really want a job, is to be entrepreneurial and start working from home. I did that. I started working from my own home, and it worked out very well. You have to be organized, of course, and you have to set aside real time to be an entrepreneur if you have a good idea. But I think now there's in America, I don't know in Britain, but there are many, many hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurial people working out of their own homes, developing business ideas, developing product ideas. If you go to a website called Etsy, E-T-S-Y, it's a huge craft-oriented website in America. These are people who craft at home. And when I say craft, it's not just making little cross-stitch towels. They're doing all kinds of things and selling them for a profit through that website. Many of them are developing real businesses out of that. Next week in America, we're actually celebrating American entrepreneurs with a big initiative called American Made. This is a Martha Stewart production, and we're recognizing 10 young entrepreneurs who have made a good idea into a real business. And you can go on our website, MarthaStewart.com, and see and meet all these entrepreneurs. So these are people who have figured out how to be organized at home, how to develop business ideas at home, and then go off and actually do it as a business.
Interesting idea, and I'm sure that's going to be an inspiration to lots of working mums. Martha, I hope you don't mind me asking, but we've just had the first televised debate in the run-up to the presidential election between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, and I just wondered, did you see it? And if you did, what you
Well, I was on my way here to England to promote our new organization, home organizing line with that's going to be sold at Staples. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. That's one of the reasons I came to England to promote this.
Okay.
But I was in the airport at Virgin Airlines watching. Only one TV had sound on it, so we all sat around and watched. And the part I saw, I thought both of them looked a little uncomfortable, and both of them were kind of evenly matched. And then I had to get on the plane and missed the last part of the last, I think, around 60 minutes of the debate. But I have read about it, and I reserve my right to remain silent.
Oh, okay, because you are a Democrat, aren't you?
Well, I don't. Am I? You don't know.